The dentist had just shoved a slender probe into my gums and pulled a trigger. "It's like a squirt gun," he said, neglecting to mention that although the device resembled a relic from childhood, it would feel like a pneumatic hammer. A few minutes later, he returned with a drill that sounded like the dental offspring of a NASCAR pit crew in a sci-fi alien robot torture movie. My teeth felt like they were swimming in their fifth martini, and my lips had just lost a cage match. And yet, lounging in a padded leather chair and listening to opera music, my fists unclenched and my toes uncurled. Even without any real drugs, my eyelids grew heavy, and suddenly, uncontrollably, I drifted off. My dentist chuckled, "Well, don't you look comfortable?" And I was. I was comfortable. It felt wonderful to stretch out and relax in the middle of the day, and it struck me that I'm probably the only person in the world who looks forward to visiting the dentist. You see, when my wife leaves for work each day, I stay home with our daughter, who just turned 2. And while most of our days are filled with the joyful awe of a new human being discovering the world around her, some of our time together is, to be honest, exhausting. I had no idea anyone actually cried over spilled milk. I also had no idea that anyone had the ability to speak nonstop for 4 hours straight. Sometimes it's like living with an auctioneer who has a methamphetamine addiction. And then there's the constant messes and cleaning and hour-long games that involve fixing 5-course meals for an entire make-believe zoo. A zoo that gets surprisingly worked up if the pretend bananas aren't cooked properly. You'd think caged animals would be grateful for anything. While my wife is very good about giving me breaks, it's not often that I find myself spread out on a lounge chair with my feet up and my eyes closed. If it weren't for 2 relative strangers inspecting my mouth as if there were a car engine inside, I could have been at a day spa. So I was sad to hear the prognosis afterward. "Well," my dentist said, "you're going to need to come back. We found another cavity." I sighed, shaking my head and fighting off a relaxing yawn. Only one? With a perspective, I'm Mike Adamick.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.